But I want to welcome you to our Vision Sunday, and this is an exciting and important morning where we take some time to reflect on where we are as a church and where we're going, often introducing a new idea or ministry or direction, and set goals and kind of dream a little bit together. And these messages, they're sort of like time capsules where we can mark what has happened as a church, but then more importantly, look ahead to where God might be calling us. And this is not a traditional message on a text. I will actually come back to this Philippians 3 text for an in-depth study as a part of our new Pressing On series through the months of February and March. And so we'll only kind of preview its power this morning. But before we look forward and cast vision about this year's theme of pressing on, let's take a moment, just pause and reflect and look back at 2025. And celebrate all the great things God has done. Our theme or vision for 2025 was to explore new horizons. And two of the main goals in that were to prepare to launch one significant multiplication effort, and then two, to multiply family ministries with the hiring of another pastor in that area. And I'll talk about the first one later in the message, but we can celebrate that we accomplished the second by hiring the Lemons back in September. And yeah, they deserve a hand. And I'm so honored to be a part of a church that prioritizes the future generations and dedicates large portions of their staff to that endeavor. And that shows to me gospel-infused faith and vision. So well done in helping to make that happen. Well, as has been the case every year since 2018, we experienced record growth and people reached this year. We grew by exactly 30% this past year. Here's just a graph picture of the consistent growth of the church over the last 10 plus years. So in the last 10 or so years, we've grown from 48 people to 354 in average in-person Sunday worship, or over seven times the amount of people. And that doesn't count live stream, including the people that join us there as well. And our overall reach has dramatically expanded. We know that somewhere around 900 people call this their church home, which is around 2 to 4% of the population area that we would consider our reach. So not only did we break the 400 kind of barrier for the first time ever for a regular service in 2025. But then we actually averaged over 400 people in the final 2 months of the year, or actually exactly 400 people. We had 560 here for Easter, over 700 attended Christmas Eve, and we baptized 16 people in 2025, and we're on pace for 50 this year, one every week pretty much so far. So let's keep that going. And a huge portion of our growth, of course, has come just in the past 3 years, which is what we envisioned when we launched our Pave the Way campaign back in early 2023. And we sensed the Lord was really preparing us as a church for significant growth, which we envisioned. And that led us to our 2024 theme of solidifying a lasting legacy for future generations. And if you haven't read through this before or seen this document, this is really the last Sunday we kind of make them available as we move on now towards new things. But it would just help you kind of get a sense for the story of our church and where we've been. So you can pick one of these up at the front table here before you leave today. But this was a audacious, almost kind of laughable document of dream-sized goals when we released it in 2023. And I don't have time to review it all, but you know, consider that just 2.5 years ago, our parking lot was all gravel. This room, as we know it, didn't exist. The chairs, the carpet, the platform that we're standing on, we faced an entirely different direction. There was a wall over there where the church library is. There was a waterfall, all kinds of things. There was no coffee bar, et cetera, et cetera. And at the beginning of 2023, when we maybe started thinking about some of the plans in that booklet, we averaged 168 people that first month of 2023. Well, by the last official month of the campaign, December 2025, we averaged 409. And that's all because you stepped out in faith. You gave sacrificially. You served. You worked hard and contributed in so many different ways. It's truly amazing. And you are an amazing church. And because God is able, you know, to even do immeasurably beyond or more than all we ask or imagine, some things happen that we didn't even foresee or even raise funds for. For example, our preteen ministry has increased to where we regularly have 25 preteens sometimes on Sunday morning in their preteen class. And so we didn't have anywhere to put them. And so they were meeting in my and Hannah's office on Sunday mornings. I'd walk in after service and smell like preteens. In there. It was great, and I rejoiced. But we also thought this is probably not a good long-term solution. And in April, as a part of that mustard seed faith message, I just kind of casually mentioned, hey, you know, we could convert the garage back there that we have on our property into a preteen classroom, you know, tomorrow with enough help and labor and financial resources, and that would give us more options in classrooms. Well, guess what? The Lord spoke to someone that morning, and to make a long story short, someone invested over $15,000 and hundreds of hours of labor over the last 6 months to convert an old, dark garage that we just had a bunch of storage and stuff in into a beautiful new classroom where our preteens are meeting right now. Isn't that awesome? So they're sitting in there right now as we speak, enjoying it. So with that faith history in mind, let's look ahead now to 2026, the coming year. And I'm going to use sort of a classic division of the purpose of the church as well as our mission statement that describes what we do as a church by looking at how we press on and how it relates to, you know, upward in our worship, inward in our discipleship or edification, and then outward in our mission that God has called us to. So let's start with upward and how we're pressing on in worship together. It was so beautiful and amazing to me last week that in that third day nugget at the end, we had already chosen this theme and series of pressing on for 2026 without even knowing or thinking about this verse from Hosea that I had already prepped for the nuggets message that says, let us press on to know the Lord. And it's no coincidence to me that since our week of prayer and fasting, we've seen God moving significantly in our worship services. People are pressing on to know the Lord. And if you didn't get a 2026 prayer guide, those are also up here. Pick one up. Join us in praying daily, weekly, throughout the year. And one of the best or most encouraging signs for me in 2025 is that we averaged 100 people at our extra prayer and worship service gatherings. Actually, 99. So come on, one more person each time. We would have been fine. But that's a part of pressing on in discipleship, the inward focus. We all need to continue on in becoming, as our vision statement says, more fully devoted, fully mature, and fully alive disciples. Our theme back in 2023 was to go deeper. As we realized, hey, we were starting to grow in number as a church, but we wanted to start planning to grow in depth and in discipleship and offer people a clear pathway toward what it means to know and follow Jesus. And that process actually took a couple years. We asked for your feedback as a congregation. We got hundreds of responses that we studied and organized, and we did staff retreats and vision days, and eventually produced what we call the Oceanside Journey, which we have a booklet of if you haven't seen it before. And hundreds of people have engaged in at least part of this journey in its first year in 2025. And I'm amazed at how the Lord has raised up leaders and teachers and people to make this all happen. Last year at this time, we were just trying to get one or two of these courses off the ground. And here's what's happening now as we seek to go deeper in discipleship together. We have all of these things coming up just in the short next while. And that's not even to mention other groups that meet regularly for fellowship, such as our 55 plus group or moms group, men's and women's events, youth, young adults, preteens, life groups, etc. And you can sign up for all of these or find more info on our website. All these courses and groups, you know, they're not just about information. They're not just about content. They're about formation, and they're especially about relationships. And Alpha is a great example. Great content, yes, of course, but those who become fully devoted disciples and are most greatly impacted and embrace God's mission in our community are those who then continue on in constant relationship with the family of God. And it's about creating healthy and safe places where we can, you know, ask questions. We build trust and grow in our faith together. And as we do that, it unifies us together in our mission. So the third point is outward, that we want to be pressing on in our mission together. You know, when the gospel really takes hold of you, you just can't help but become an outward-focused mission-focused believer who wants the light and love of God to shine not just through you, but through the entire Christ community. You can't just be a church of Bible studies and life groups and consider yourself healthy, right? You must combine that with service to others, with acts of mercy and justice as a part of our discipleship. And so here's just one of the ways we are doing that, as featured by our partners at Nanaimo Foodshare.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm a pastor here at Oceanside Community Church, and we have had such a great run so far with the Good Food Program. We have started in 2022, and it was as a result of wanting to meet gaps in our community. At some point, the director of Good Food approached me and said, "Hey, would you be able to extend what we are doing and to bring the distribution point up to Parksville?" One of the things that we really love about Nanaimo Foodshare and drew us to partnership was that it's really good food. There's so many opportunities out there for people really in need to get food, but it's often not actually the freshest or the most nutritious. And so there's a passion here to make sure people are really being able to nourish not only their mind and their soul, but their body and properly. So that is what we have been doing, and it has grown even in what we are able to do and how we're able to participate. But it's really a privilege to partner with another community organization. One of the things we've been able to do is use the Nanaimo Foodshare's Good Food Bank as kind of a launching point and then start building off of it. So recently we've launched a pilot project where we're subsidizing the bag so that local community members can try the program for $5. And then we're also gifting a protein every week for those participants, as well as everybody who walks in the door. So we are giving a half dozen, sometimes a dozen eggs, yogurts, and trying to supplement so that people walk out with not only $25 to $30 worth of fresh produce, but also some protein to supplement as well, so that we're really feeding and nourishing our community in every way that we can.
That's great.
Families are greeted with coffee and snacks. Children have space to play and create. And neighbors gather not just to pick up food, but to connect and belong. Oceanside shows what happens when community comes together, not only sharing food, but building relationships that last.
This is something we feel really good about, and it was amazing how quickly we got volunteers for it. I wasn't too sure when we were getting started and sort of feeling it out. People, I think, really realize that faith is not just a separate thing that you do and it's about your feelings or your spirituality. It impacts all of your life, and so it impacts even your eating and your food, and wanting to share that with others, to share that on as large a scale as possible, certainly to meet the needs of the most vulnerable, but also to be preventative, to talk about the people who maybe are on the verge of being very vulnerable. And so to be able to partner in that way has been really exciting for everyone in our church.
Have a nice day.
So how great is that? That's a non-Christian organization choosing to put the church front and center and saying, here's a great idea of what you can do in your community. And of course, you already saw the many other ways we're impacting our community in the video off the top. Again, there's a community impact brochure here that explains a lot of these food programs, how you can get involved, as well as the Giving at Oceanside booklet and how you can give and help out financially. We're already investing $5,000 in providing these bags right now for the next 12 weeks at that subsidized price. And that's here's how you can help with that. We have a new category just called food programs. So it used to be through the Care Fund, but now just food programs. If you want only that, Care Fund goes to other general needs, and there's different price points if you want to cover certain amounts of a bags. So thanks for your help with that, and that includes Arrington Elementary that we do as well. Another praise report here: as our food ministries grow, we were constantly frustrated by just having our two little kitchen fridges, and a few years back, somebody donated $10,000 for kitchen improvements when and where needed. And so we set that aside, and we were able to purchase a commercial fridge and freezer to help with these ministries and all the groups that regularly use our fridge and freezers. So praise God for that provision as well, and that we were able to do that. Well, I want to end by just talking about pressing on in faith together. In 2025, Hannah and I celebrated 10 years here at Oceanside. And you hired us to come be your pastors when the church was under 50 people, declining, couldn't really afford a pastor, and had one person under the age of 50. But you felt you needed to plan and prepare for the harvest by taking a step of faith, and took a risk by hiring some young-ish, at least back then, unknown pastors. And we've tried to build on that legacy of faith by being forward-thinking, just like you were, especially in our staffing. So how will we do that in 2026 and beyond? Well, first, our amazing admin assistant and bookkeeper, Steph Staples, is stepping down, as well as our welcome team lead, Harry Foster, who served in a volunteer role. These two have been wildly fundamental and instrumental to our growth over the past 2 years. I'm happy to say that they're not going anywhere, but these ministries and positions have just grown so dramatically that in Harry's case, they couldn't be filled by a volunteer role. In the case of the admin, we've kind of reshuffled the portfolio and split it into several positions. But let's give these two, who are in our 9 a.m., a rousing hand for all that they've done. And again, you will still regularly see them volunteering and involved and serving in the areas that they're passionate about. But we are planning ahead in our hiring in faith. And so I'm pleased to announce today that we have hired our first ever Church Operations and Facilities Manager, Dean Andres, who is here also in our 9 a.m. service. There he is. Stand up, Dean. Stand up. There he is. And I'm also happy to report we found a new bookkeeper, Sharon Kellos, who brings incredible experience and professionalism to that role. So Dean will temporarily be filling some gaps that currently exist in admin as well as welcome teams. That's just temporary. So you might hear or see Dean from Dean in several roles early on until we finish kind of all the hiring. The other hires we're still planning on are a revised and refreshed admin assistant position, as well as an associate pastor, hopefully this year. And more info on what that will look like soon. But for now, just join us in prayer for God's continued provision. And this all represents a sort of part of the faith plan for reaching new people and discipling them for God's mission in the Oceanside area. And in addition to adding staff, here's what we're planning for this year in faith. The last piece of the puzzle for our interior renos is the washroom renovation, and the architectural drawings and the engineering report are complete. So here's kind of a sneak peek at that. Another praise report is that the engineering was all done for free. Somebody's like, yeah, I heard of that church. We won't charge them anything. We didn't even personally know them, but shout out to Tim at Avalon Mechanical for that. So that saved us thousands, and so this complete gutting will allow us to double the women's stalls from 2 to 4. Can I hear a hallelujah? And one additional stall and urinal for the men as well as a universal and family and handicap washroom for families. So the other phase step this year is going to be a pilot program for a third service on Saturday nights at 6 p.m. in the month of May. We will give lots more information soon on both of these. We know you'll want to know more, maybe even have questions about how you can be involved, and we'll give that info soon, but we just want to preview those two things that are coming up this year. So, church, I've been a part of, been through so many kind of ups and downs, of course, through the last decade here. And of course, I've wanted to give up at times. I'm human. But through a lot of situations, it's been clear that the Lord's word to me, and I believe this church for this season, is to press on. Patient persistence and perseverance will be so key. One teaching that has encouraged me so much lately that pierced my heart when we were at our district conference in the fall was that consistency is maybe the most underrated quality or characteristic of effective leadership. You know, that sometimes the biggest gift we can offer is just consistency of presence and of attitude. The best blessing we can be is just to keep showing up sometimes, right? And to say, I'm here. I'm a broken person, full of flaws, and can't promise it's going to be easy or smooth, but anyone who wants to keep going, I'll stick with you. Let's do it together. Let's press on together. And in my opinion, this is so important because this is potentially the most exciting thing any of us will participate in our life because it's of eternal value. Our story and the favor and influence God has given us as a church is unique. I mean, all four people that we baptized over these last 4 weeks were not a part of this church or any church just 1 year ago. Right? It's crazy what we're seeing. It's unexplainable except by the grace and favor of God. So let's keep on, let's press on, let's keep praying and worshiping and growing and giving and loving and serving.